You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Morning, it is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Joe DiCamaria Hughes. Hanging out, we're broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Cam, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV, sales, service, parts, and accessories. Richie Rich, good morning, my friend.
Hello there, Jimmy. Cat tongues are covered in tiny hooks called papillae.
Really?
Yeah, tiny hooks made of keratin, which is what our fingernails are made out of. Mm-hmm. Cat tongues, house cats,
sure.
When they lick you, you know how it feels kind of scratchy?
Rough. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Magnify that up to tiger-sized, and tigers have those hooks on their tongues, too. Mm. And they're so much bigger and so much stronger, their papillae, that tigers use their tongue hooks to strip flesh from bones and to strip feathers from their prey. It's amazing to see a tiger's tongue and what damage it can do. If you get licked by a tiger, it's going to draw blood.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, amazing.
It's a good thing I don't hang around.
Yeah,
and we're all allergic to tigers if we're allergic to house cats, too, which I find incredible. And we're probably extra allergic because a tiger is massive.
I'm still hung up on the tongue thing. That is horrifying. What
the
a horrifying tongue. Fact.
The
Thank
hook
you.
Tongue that will strip your skin right
Thank
off your
hand if
it licks you.
Thank you for putting that image in my head this
don't
morning.
Don't take yes. Zoe to the petting zoo that has one of those.
Yeah. I might get like Joe and just ignore animals altogether. All right. Good morning. 215-592-9494. We are at training camp. Lots to get into today with the birds. Off top, though, Richie, fun Phillies game last night. How about the Phils? A thrilling victory last night.
It was, man, I was a little perturbed.
Me
with,
too, dude.
With
Orion
the Kirkster.
Me too, man.
How many pitches in a row were out of the strike zone? Was it 8, 9, something like that?
He just didn't have it.
He couldn't find it. And it felt like it wasn't his fault. He's got so much movement on his pitches that sometimes he doesn't know where it's going to end up. I think that's what happened last night. There was so much just torque working on that pitch. You could see it just, you know, like careen extra far off to the inside. That is such a layman's way of describing his pitching. But it really, you know he's got that gift of movement. And last night it worked against him. Last night
he got squeezed
on
a couple, and I think mentally he kind of failed a little bit. He's been really good.
He's been great this year, and I'm not going to rip Kirk Ring for last night. But I do think, you know, it is fair to question him for the playoffs. You know, when we've seen the 2 years worth of Kirk Ring in the playoffs, he struggled both years. And, you know, he's been really good, but we still, like, I can't say when Kirk Ring comes in a game, I feel close to what I feel like when Duran comes in a game, where I'm just like, all right, we're set. Lock it up. It's done, you know?
It was so cool seeing him again last night.
Oh, man.
Did you have a chance to hear what JT was talking about after the game?
No.
He was, well, you know, JT, player
awesome
of the game.
Awesome
incredible
game.
Job.
Massive home run.
Saving it for us with the home run. Great job by Bryce getting on. Then JT, just money after, man, just an iron man. But he was talking about how with Joan Duran, these pitches coming in with a little extra velocity, he feels the difference. And on the splitter, if he doesn't catch it perfectly, he really feels it. He was talking just about these little details last night.
Yeah, he said it's so hard to catch, I can't imagine trying to hit it.
I'm sure.
But think about watching the splitter last night.
Totally.
Watching the TV copy where you got 102 coming up. First of all, the 102 to the head.
Yeah,
Rosarena's
just looking around like, are you bleeping kidding me, dude? He's like, are you kidding me?
But this is must-watch television. This is must watch. Every time Joan Duran is having a chance to release that baseball, it is so fascinating. And last night, he was once again excellent, once again terrifying if you're anyone who's not a Phillies fan. And we're in good shape for a closer.
Yeah, we are set at I totally agree. And I think Robertson's looked great since he's been
That's
here.
That's true, too.
Really, like, better than the last time he was here, which is good.
Last time he came here, it felt like he walked the first guy every time.
Yeah.
Now he's so much. I mean, he's just dialed in like the pro he is.
Yeah, I know. I've been really impressed. Let's hear it, because it was 4-1 last night. Sanchez dealing 12 strikeouts. Topper removes him. Kirk Ring comes in the seventh. Yep, that's the sound right there. Gives up all three runs on the base pass. Tie game. Eugenio Suarez, RBI double to score 2 is the big hit. But we get to the 8th inning. Bryce Harper gets on base. JT coming to the plate, and this happened.
Swung on, hit deep left field, and that one is going to put the Phillies in front. JT unloads.
Wow.
It's a 2-run home run, and the Phillies are back in front here in the bottom of the 8th, 6-4.
Is there anyone who is, like, never off his game more than Scott Fransky?
He's just the best.
Every time there's a big moment, he hits it. It's like he never misses. And JT certainly didn't miss last night. Huge, huge home run. 215-592-9494 to chime in on the Phils. Obviously, if you didn't get in yesterday on the Wheeler news, we're still talking about that and how you believe in this team moving forward. But speaking of belief, John, we are sitting here looking out. It's a little dark, so we can't see it too well.
And rainy.
But we are looking at the field that has been the home of training camp so far. And this is our last day here. This is the last day we'll be here at the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales Service, Service, Parts, and Accessories. And, John, Friday is the Eagles-Jets game. I'm guessing we won't see a ton of players in that one, but it feels like we're kind of winding up here. You know, we're winding up.
We'll see a few players play a ton.
Yep. Yeah. The guys who are fighting for the job will still play. But, you know, we're kind of getting to the end of this, the lull of it. Where are you at with this Eagles team? Training camp. I know you've been there have been some, back and forths on how important what we see on the field is. Are they ready to start the season? Are you concerned about the CB1? There are injuries. There's all kinds of stuff going on with this team. And we are, you know, less than 3 weeks away from the start of the season. Where are you at with this team?
I am concerned about one thing, and that is how serious the injuries are that are racking up on that injury report. This time of year, these guys are feeling it. You know, like they've been going through it. the practice, that feeling like there's no end in sight. There is an end in sight now, but at this point, things have added up, and the knocks and pings and aches and pains are all there, and you feel them every day. You know, the blisters and all the little stuff, it kind of adds up, and it feels like there are some guys who, if they had to play in a game, they could play. And I'm just guessing here. And this is not a game. This is no. Training camp practice has moved past the, for some of these guys, moved past the point of functionality. This is the last preseason game, and you really have a handful of players that they might make some decisions on. As you know, it will be a sparse crew, a skeleton crew playing in this game, playing a ton, running down and covering kickoffs, running down and covering punts, and running 100 plays on offense. It's all on your plate, young guys. And someone might take full advantage of that. Normally, you don't see guys take much advantage of it, and you see a lot of old heads standing on the sideline, cheering guys on. I expect that's what we'll see a lot of. But I feel confident that this team and this staff, they understand what's best for this group. They understand how to win. They understand how to prepare safely. And it used to drive me insane. I have to put my own personal experience aside and look at their success and the way that they have been able to harness the enthusiasm of these players, all while avoiding injury for the most part during camp. It is so much lighter than anything I've ever seen or experienced myself, and that makes me somewhat jealous to some degree. I have to acknowledge that. But I also have to, you know, you cannot deny the level of success. They know how to do this right. And I took a lot of positives from camp. I was excited about the way this defense is going to grow with some of the talent. With the new talent we've added, with Jahad Campbell out there flying from sideline to sideline, that absolutely makes the defense better. The young players last year, Quinyon Cooper, who will have that added year of just security, like assurance. They understand things a little more completely now. I can't wait to see what the defense does from a disguise and confused perspective, because I know that wasn't a whole lot of what we hung our hat on previously. I know that as these young guys get more and more comfortable within the defense, it's going to grow. And that's from a former offensive player's perspective, that's very exciting for me, because I know how hard that can make it for an offense. For our opponent offenses coming up this year, when we get more complex with these young guys, that's just going to be the icing on top. It's going to make it that much tougher to move the ball on us. And I have a lot of confidence on that side of the ball. Despite the fact that everyone was very worried about the replacements. You know, we have a lot of new faces. We don't know who's going to be on the outside at the cornerback position. But I do have a lot of faith that Howie, if we need to, is going to go find someone that fits what Vic needs, Vic Fangio needs. This is, to me, this was a camp that created a lot of worry and a lot of people who had a chance to see things, because the offense did feel more pedestrian. There's no doubt about it. We ran the ball a ton more than I've ever seen, and it was a struggle to get the ball off through the air, particularly against Myles Garrett. And that sticks in everyone's craw. That sticks in everyone's head. But I need to remind everyone, what I saw from the run game, it's not supposed to be that easy to run the football. And we were without both interior offensive linemen, both guards. We were without our wide receivers, and Saquon was barely practicing. But against an NFL team that had a lot of pride in the Cleveland Browns, we were mauling them in the run game, and that's what I expect more of when the season starts, and then everything else will just sort of round into form. But I've come to accept that the first month of the regular season, yep, we are going to be annoyed. We're going to see things that bother us, and that's okay. Yep. Because we will be healthy.
Look, Saquon told us that last year. He said it to us. He said, this is like our preseason after the first four games. Yeah. I think that's the way that NFL teams view it now. They are going to work themselves into shape over the beginning of the season. 215-592-9494. How do you feel about the Eagles after a up-and-down camp? Do you feel better or worse about this team? I just can't let some reports from camp sway me on my belief in this group. I mean, they just won the Super Bowl. To John's point, they are all driven and built the right way for this specific thing, to want to go back and fight to win another.
And I'm excited. I think we got stronger. Yeah. I am so excited for some of the new faces, some of the finds. Like, there are hidden gems who we expect to make the team that are really going to burst onto the scene.
215-592-9494 to chime in on the Eagles. Of course, the Phillies as well. A huge win again last night. The Phillies 5.5 games up on the Mets as we enter play today with 38 to play. So they are in great shape for the NL East. Obviously, the Wheeler situation is a concern. Where are you at with the Phillies today? 215-592-9494. We're broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp. Driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales Service, parts and accessories. It's the morning show. We're coming right back.
On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. So take a flyer on the MVP race. Will Philadelphia's QB finally win the award? What about a running back finally winning? Crown your champion in August. Will Philadelphia repeat as champions, or will someone dethrone them? Or parlay your division winner dark horses. It's all there for you. So mark your calendars. This is your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bets now. Because Futures Day is one day and one day only. FanDuel. Play your game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
It's the morning show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer, and for Jody Cameron, Rhea Hughes hanging out. Broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp. Driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV, sales, service, parts, and accessories. Dan Wilson back in the studio, giving us a little White Stripes this morning. See, Jack White was at a Phillies game recently.
Yes.
No way.
Yeah, pretty neat. So he's, a huge baseball guy. And
a huge Detroit Tigers fan.
Yeah, but he's also a huge wants-to-go-to-every-stadium-in-the-league guy. And
I admire.
Me too, right?
And that's cool.
Needs to cross Philly off his list.
Super cool.
He does. He didn't, like, make a big deal about it, just came here. You know, I appreciate that. I think he seems like a good dude.
So did he see the Tigers when they were here, I'm assuming?
I believe he was here when the Tigers were here,
The Eddie Vedder I met during
huge
a World
Cubs
Series.
Guy, anyway,
I met him during a World Series for the Phillies,
Does he talk like this?
He was very nice, but he scores like he's a nut.
He's like Buzz.
Yeah,
Buzz producing the show.
See, he and Buzz should games. Buzz. You yes. and you and Eddie Vedder should hang out.
Sounds good to me.
Oh yeah, he'd be in. Buzz, you still score every game you go to, correct?
Of course, I'm going today, and I'm doing just that.
Look, 1 o'clock game.
Look at you, buddy. Yep. 1 o'clock game here on WIP. Can I? Just a quick question for Buzz, and I got to ask it. Do you feel like a nerd when you do it? You know, and you pull out the butt? Because I think it's awesome, personally. I'm a nerd, too. But, like, I would feel a little, a little nerdy when I pulled it out of game. Are you all right with that?
I'm all right with it. I lean into it. You know what I've kind of found is that there's obviously very few people who do it anymore, but among the people who do it, it's kind of like when a person in a Jeep, sees another person in a Jeep. There's like a little silent tip of the cap. Like, oh, you do it too.
You're saying you veered into nerd cool territory.
Yes, that's exactly
right.
Got
it.
Yeah, you just
got to
own it.
I love that, dude. I would definitely, if I were keeping score and I saw someone else keeping score, giving the little
You're like, oh, we're both
nod.
Idiots here. That's fine.
Yeah. I appreciate you right there, sir.
Have you ever seen another girl around your age doing that?
Great question. Or period. Just girl period.
I have seen women do it, not around my age.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
In fairness, I haven't seen a ton of guys around my age do it either, so I don't know if that's gender specific.
Good point.
Let's be honest. You don't see that many people.
There's not that many people in general doing it, so
Good. Buzz Wilson on the ones and twos. 215-592-9494 from Eagles Camp. As the sun is coming up, a little rainy, but we start.
Where are you seeing the sun?
I just mean we can actually see the field now. It is not
it's
dark
getting
anymore.
Lighter.
Getting lighter.
There
Thank
you go.
You. Yes, the vocabulary is important there. as we get ready, it's been an up and down camp. I feel like, John, a lot of people have a lot of consternation about this team without really having seen the reason for their, because the preseason games, we can't really take, other than maybe the first preseason game and seeing Jamar Chase and T. Higgins smoke the Eagles secondary, you could say, all right, that's a real players
that's
who might
a good
play
point.
Against each other. Other
remember,
than that,
those were their starters.
Yeah, and they're the best guys.
Our backups. And that's a shame that's the experience that we as Eagle fans really have taken
with
from
no Jalen Carter, no Zach Bond, no Quinion Mitchell, all that.
Most
how do you really
of our
judge
starters
it?
Were nowhere near the field.
So it's one of those weird things where people are concerned without.
People are concerned
really
because it hasn't looked as good as it should. Remember, during the OTAs, we were talking and celebrating the fact that the ball was not hitting the ground during practice. It was completion after completion.
Those are t-shirts
for the
and
offense.
Shorts. I think people understand
people,
that.
People were worried about the defense because all the new faces out there. And then what we saw during camp was the defense ahead of the offense. What we saw during camp was when our entire slew of all-pro offensive stars don't practice, we sometimes struggled to move the ball against the Cleveland Browns. More than anything, that practice to me was Myles Garrett broke it. Myles Garrett broke that practice. And I don't know what you do about that. He really is that spectacular a player. We didn't have a lot of answers, and we could have, you know, they could have game planned to keep a back on that side, you know, line up motion a U tight end over there to help out every time. They didn't. They didn't game plan to try to beat that Browns team. They put those guys in that position to sink or swim. And it's basically a one-on-one thing. Hey, Jordan Mailata, let's see what you can do one-on-one against Myles Garrett. And what we saw was Myles Garrett was the best defensive player in the world, and he was impossible to block. And that's okay. That hurts, and it really hurts. Jalen hurts when he's running around for his life, and AJ's not practicing, and Devontae is nursing a groin. I don't know if he had the groin at that point in time, but I am seeing that he's on the injury list now with the groin. When Jalen is without his two interior offensive linemen at guard, that is a lot less secure feeling for Jalen, I'm sure. This camp was not necessarily an exact replication of what I was excited about during camp, which was the defensive youthfulness and speed. I mean, sideline to sideline, it has not been this fast before. That's amazing to me. Because we can also hold up against the run, too. Think about that. We are sturdy, but we're also flying around and going to be more complex as these guys learn. Defense, I'm so excited about. The offense, yeah, we saw incompletions. We saw the ball hitting the ground. We saw interceptions. That happens. It really does. I promise. Everyone, the greatest quarterbacks, Donovan McNabb would throw interceptions in practice. Rich Gannon, when he was the MVP of the league, I watched him throw interceptions in practice. They don't happen often. Sometimes. You just don't have a great play. It's okay. I am confident that this group has what it takes to be good. It's just going to be another month before we see the great cohesive level of play that we expect to see when they really hit the ground running. But that's okay. That's okay.
215-592-9494. We're going to come back. We're going to tell you how you can win a really awesome prize today. We'll give you last night's Phillies game, if you missed it, how the Phillies won a thrilling late big-time hit from JT Realmuto game last night. We'll get you what happened last night in the Phillies game. And, again, your calls on the Eagles and Phillies, 215-592-9494. We're broadcasting from NovaCare Complex, 94 WIP's Champ Cam, driven by Forest River RV by Camping World. RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. We're coming right back.
Keep the summer rolling in style with a new Lexus from Lexus of Cherry Hill during their Golden Opportunity sales event. I've been leasing cars from Lexus Cherry Hill for over a decade. A lot of great reasons why. They've got terrific people there. Great service you're going to get when you head into the dealership. They've got the 2025 Lexus models in stock. They're moving. And Lexus of Cherry Hill, they are a 7-time J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence winner for the customer sales experience with over 300 new and L-certified pre-owned Lexus to choose from. So you will absolutely find the perfect ride for all of your summer adventures. Another thing to really love about Lexus Cherry Hill, they are a veteran-owned and operated business. You deserve a Lexus, and you deserve award-winning customer service, which you're going to find every time you go in there. Talk to Tony Labello and his team. So start your journey today at Lexus of Cherry Hill in Mount Laurel or online at lexusofcherryhill.com. Lexus of Cherry Hill, family-owned and operated.
little Bon Jovi on a Wednesday morning. Good morning. It's the morning show.
Bon Jovi. It's Journey, isn't it?
Oh, Journey. Jeez Louise.
I was oh my God. I thought, did I get something wrong
with
music?
No, you're right. You're right. I was thinking Living on a Prayer for some reason. It's Don't Stop Believing. That's a bad job by me.
I'm hopped up on pain pills and I knew it was Journey.
No, it's a good job. That's a bad job by me. It's a bad job. That's a bad job.
They're prescription, just in case anybody's wondering. I just want to make that very clear.
A little Journey. Don't Stop Believing in the Phillies, I'm assuming. This is from Dan Wilson. That was exciting last night. Duran versus Big Dumper last night at the end
that
of the game.
That was so awesome. Yeah.
Best nickname in sports. I mean, got to give it to him. Big Dumper.
Did you see the Little League World Series?
Yes, where he signed the toilet seat.
Signed a toilet seat. I would be concerned. Unless it came in a packaging.
You know there's no South Detroit. Born and raised in South Detroit.
No, I didn't know that.
There's no South Detroit.
Wow.
That's fake. Wow. That was they needed another syllable.
They needed the words.
Well, the point is, like, technically there's South anything if you want there to be. The point is they don't call it South. There's no such thing as like, oh, let's go to South Detroit.
No one would ever say born and raised in South Detroit. I don't know. Yeah.
Certainly not someone born and raised in Detroit. Right.
It's like Philadelphia. It geographically exists, but no one says it.
Yeah, correct.
More like in West Philadelphia.
Like I'm born and raised in Southwest Philadelphia, not as well known as South Philly.
That's right. Yes.
There you go.
There you go. All right. Twitter poll question of the day. Sponsored by Armand Chevrolet. Armand's annual sizzling summer saving event is on now. Visit armandchevy.com for details. Together, let's drive it. Armand Chevrolet. Interesting question today on the poll. What is your level of trust in Orion Kirkring come October? Full trust, some trust, can't trust. I'll tell you this right now. I'm somewhere between some and can't, because it's not full for me. As good as he's been this year, I just can't trust him in the playoffs till he comes through in the playoffs, until I feel like, you know, it's more consistent.
Why does he still feel so young? And
because he's so young. He's crazy young.
And last night I felt like we saw cracks. Last night when he couldn't find the strike zone, it did feel like he showed that it bothered him, you know, that he was frustrated, mm-hmm. which bothers me for postseason consideration. You know, that this everything does ramp up, the intensity, the importance, the crunch, the feeling heading into that game, the preparation. Like, this is heavy stuff. So, are you ready?
No, it's a great question. Kirkring. Well, especially his first two postseasons, and you can make excuses, especially that first one coming up from high A and pitching in the postseason that year, but he hasn't come through. He has had bad moments in both postseasons he's been in, so he's got to prove it. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a sec on the Eagles and the Phillies. Coming up this segment, we'll let you hear how it sounded last night on WIP, an exciting 6-4 Phillies victory. But now, we're going to give you a chance to win a really cool prize today, a pair of tickets to see the Delaware State University Hornets host the Norfolk State University Spartans at Lincoln Financial Field on Thursday, October 30th. And why does that seem like a special game? It's because we got two Eagles legends coaching in it. DeSean Jackson coaching against Michael Vick. It's pretty freaking neat to go to that game and see those guys with the headsets on, stalking the sidelines, making the
Coach
calls.
Coach Jack,
Coach Vic. It's pretty cool. So they will return to Lincoln Financial Field, face off in their first year as D1 head coaches. Fans can get their tickets at Ticketmaster.com right now, or you can win them right here today. And the way you can win them, the movie Red Eye, Cillian Murphy movie. Do you remember this movie by Wes Craven? Good movie, Red Eye, actually. Pretty solid
movie.
Never
saw it.
Red Eye, it's Cillian Murphy and one of Joe's favorites, Rachel McAdams, starring in that one. A classic movie came out today in honor of Red Eye. Give me something with a color in the title. It could be a book. It could be a movie. It could be a TV show. It could be a song.
Jeez.
Wide open. All kinds of great answers. Oh. Best answer today will win the tickets. John Ritchie, give me a color and a title.
It would be very difficult to vote against the color purple.
Oh, yeah.
Take that off.
Yeah. Color and purple in the title. Now, we are looking for the actual color. So if it had been the color John, it would not have worked as an answer.
No.
But purple is in there. Rhea Hughes, give us a color and a title.
Great book, great movie. Fried Green Tomatoes.
Fried Green Tomatoes. A very good answer there as well.
Oh, really? It's a really good book, too.
I need to check it out. Yeah. I've heard wonderful
things.
So
I haven't seen it in like 30 years or something. It's, I was like,
I don't know how I missed that
when I saw it. Yeah, Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates is so funny in
it. She's just great.
When she gets into the fight in the parking lot with the two young girls and she smashes their car and screams at, you may be young, but I'm old and I have better insurance.
There you go. Yeah, that's a good line.
It's one of my favorite lines.
Kathy Bates is great. Dan Wilson back in the studios. Give us a color and a title.
All-time book. How about Green Eggs and Ham?
Oh, yeah. Oh, who was reading that with his daughter last night? This
there you
guy
go.
Right here. Yes.
There you go.
Zoe is very classic. Into Dr. Seuss right now. We're doing a lot of Dr. Seuss.
You know Dr. Seuss pronounced his name Seuss.
Yeah, I do know that because of you. You
That's crazy,
that.
Isn't it?
Unlike
everyone says Seuss.
Unlike Joe DiCamera, I actually remember the facts that you give.
Yeah,
at the
you
Sergeant.
Listen.
yeah, you don't just go in one ear and out the
we
other.
We all as a society just decide to get his name wrong.
Yeah.
Apparently. He said it, Seuss. My name is Seuss.
I was not a Dr. Seuss kid growing up.
Really?
I was not read Dr. Seuss.
Oh,
no, it was not.
It was, yeah.
Was not my thing.
Yeah. Well, it is a confusing one at times. Some of them, it's too much. Like, we read a couple of them where I'm like, all right, Seuss.
I could just see my mom going, this is all nonsense.
Rain
I'm not
it
reading
the
it.
Hell in, Seuss. Yeah. All right?
You know? So I wound up never reading them to Clark.
Yeah. But it's fun. And it is good to learn because, like, there's rhyming and it's easier for kids to kind of get go in with words and then they recognize them. And
you don't
want to
know the first book I actually really read to him when he was an infant, and I want to say like maybe around 7 weeks old, The Catch by Gary Myers.
Look at you.
I had to read it because we had him as a guest.
There you go.
So I was like, all right, dude, we're going to just
agree. We're learning about Dwight Clark tonight.
Yes, exactly. By the way, Clark, that is a great book.
Pretty funny, Clark. There we go.
There you go. I didn't even think about that.
I will go with a great, super entertaining movie. I watched it recently. Crimson Tide. Movie rocks.
It's so underrated.
Honestly, it's one of those movies you finish watching and you're like, should I just start it again?
Yeah.
Should I just flip
it's
it
that
right
good.
Back on? Yeah.
Did you rewind some scenes?
No.
Okay. I do that a lot
like
lately.
The Roll Tide. Yeah. Like that scene, the obviously him and Denzel going at it. Great, great stuff. All right. 215-592-9494. Best answer for color in a title is going to win the tickets to see Mike Vick and Deshaun Jackson square off at Lincoln Financial Field. Phillies Eagles, we're going to let you hear how it sounded last night on WIP. The Phillies, a exciting back and forth 6-4 victory over the Mariners. That's coming up in a few. Let's go to the phones. Let's start out with Derek and Paoli. What up, D?
What's up? Good morning.
Hi, Derek.
Can you hear me? How you doing?
Yes.
Yeah, I was up your way yesterday, man. I was name dropping, man. I didn't have no luck, though.
Whoa! Whose name are you dropping?
I said, y'all know. I was up Mechanicsburg, you know. Gettysburg,
no way.
All that yesterday,
you were in Mechanicsburg yesterday. Oh man!
Every Tuesday I go up there. I was in Carlisle. They knew who Billy Owens was. I said I was.
Wow!
I'm like John Ritchie, my guy on the radio. They was like, I'm not familiar. I'm like, wow.
Well, Billy Owens, Billy and Michael Owens, man, they were all that at. Billy, who went to Syracuse, Michael, who also went to Syracuse, I grew up on those guys. They are a big deal.
Yeah, Derek, can I respond? I'm embarrassed for those Mechanicsburg people.
Yeah,
how can you possibly be from Mechanicsburg and not know who this legend is? We had LeSean McCoy come on this station on the Midday Show, abated, whatever, just starts his interview being, hey, listen, before we do anything, I just got to shout out Harrisburg legend John Ritchie. Come on, you know, like.
I kind of thought he might have been joking.
He was not. He was dead serious when he said it. Like, could not have been more serious. Like, all right, Mechanicsburg people, do better. That's my response.
Now, some people, I love high school sports, so I always know who, like, the best people are from certain schools. So, like, I was in Lebanon, and I'm like, yo, you know Sam Bowie? And, like, two people said no, so I just figured they wasn't even from Lebanon and they don't know who Sam Bowie is, but, you know.
Right. Well, anyway, it's a beautiful place back there. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
So, listen, yesterday when Nick Sirianni was on the afternoon show, right, I think I heard him say the Eagles led the league in drops last year, right? Did I hear that?
Did they really? I don't know.
I heard him say that.
Like, when they were talking about what they got to work on and this, that, and the third, and he was like, well, you know, we led the league in drops last year, so it was good to clean that up. I just feel like people be reporting stuff sometimes that, like, even with Elliot, I like Elliot on sidelines and all that, but you can't convince me because the training camp doesn't look great to you that we should be worried about the season. It's like you don't have that kind of superpowers to predict like what the season is going to look like because
well, none of us
I
do. I think in Elliott's defense, yeah, but listen, but in Elliott's defense and the Beat Reporters, they're reporting what they're watching that day.
Okay.
So I think that's a very important distinction to make.
And also, Derek, I mean, Elliott has said a bunch of times, every single time he talks about this, he is saying, this doesn't mean I think they're going to be bad. No. I am just telling you what I see.
Yeah, they're reporting the facts of what happened at camp that day. And it doesn't matter. You know, you could say, hey, first teamers weren't out there, but the offense didn't look real solid. I mean, that's all.
I think a big part of the issue this year.
Derek,
I think part of the problem this year is Elliott is reporting the statistics for Jalen, and we consume
he's always done
that. We consume it the same way we do every year. This year, Jalen is throwing to guys that aren't AJ or Devontae or Saquon, and he's being protected by guys who aren't Landon Dickerson. And actually, Steen has been rotating in, getting reps, but they've been rotating others through. It's been backup guards and backup receivers, and it's not an excuse, but it does sort of explain why things have looked the way they've looked.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like with training camp, right? You was in training camp, so I'm not knocking Elliott reporting what he's seeing. I'm not knocking that part, but I'm just saying, like in training camp, you can't convince me that you need this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
See, Jalen Hurts, sake.
Oh, Derek, we're on the same page, brother.
That's all I'm saying. Like,
Derek, here's where I'm at. Derek, here's where I'm at. Like, Derek, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. That's it. Like, to what we talked about before, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt a month into the season. Like, I think the first month of the season is their preseason. I'm not going to freak out until at least 6 weeks into the season or whatever. And even then, you know.
Like,
you know, I think it's a, Derek, I think that's a fair point.
Show and he was like poking his chest out a little bit. He wasn't saying
Look, I think it's how you interpret it.
I said this, and look what happened. Like, that's not why it happened. Because
I think it. Hey, Derek, I got you. Derek, I don't think it's. I don't think Elliot thinks that's why it happened. He is just reporting what he's seeing, and then he's like
doing his job.
Yeah, dude. I think Derek. I think you're off base here. Derek, that's fine. Everyone has their opinions. You got an answer for us?
I'll go Green Mile.
Green Mile's a good answer. Yeah. A lot of green so far. Appropriate with Eagles. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a little bit. Let's give you a chance to hear how it sounded last night as a really exciting Phillies victory. It started out well. We were feeling good. The Phillies get out early. Schwarber, something else, man. Just the flick of the wrist.
Is he really going to?
That ball was so high, too, John. That ball felt like it was like above his head, and he just went.
It felt like it was a foot above the strike zone. And it was a fastball. And he somehow got ahead of that.
Yeah, it was awesome. Here's Schwarber going yard to get a 1-0 lead.
Swung on, line deep to right field. And that is going to tie the RBI mark. A solo home run for Kyle Schwarber here in the bottom of the first. Phillies strike first. It's 1-0 on Schwarber's 44th of the season.
Yeah, awesome. Schwarber getting it going as he has so many times. The Phillies take a 1-0 lead. They score a couple more after that. Harper, a sac fly. JT, an RBI single, the first of multiple big hits from JT. And Bryson Stott, who's been playing much better baseball since the All-Star break, took 1 yard last night. Here's Stott, make it 4-1.
Swung on, hit deep. Right field, that's going. Bryson Stott with a laser off the auxiliary scoreboard and right field, and Stott with his eighth home run of the year. Phillies lead 4-1.
It's going to be huge, those guys at the bottom of the lineup, John, having some moments in October. I mean, you're not look, we know that Harper, Schwarber, and Turner have to be good. You know, they have to have moments. But we're going to need some moments from a Stott, from a Boehm.
He's been saving up not having moments for quite some time. Yeah. Hopefully he's
got them all banked up. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He's banked moments for the postseason this year in particular. Holy cow.
Well, we talk so much about the lineup as a whole coalescing at the right time. It does seem like Stott's coming into his own at the right time.
Thank goodness. He looked so wrong most of the season. And I still am troubled by why. Like, I don't understand.
Maybe, I mean, look, baseball's weird. We've seen Stott also be a guy who can be cold for a while and then get hot. And look, maybe the injury last year, we're like, oh, he's just going to come back and be fine. Maybe it took him a while to get back to feeling normal again. I don't know. But that was a big one last night if Stott can keep it going. Obviously, you know, one of the stars of last night, though it didn't look that way once Orion Kirkland came in for him. But Sanchez... Christopher Sanchez, who is now all of a sudden
strikeouts.
The number one. He's the ace. He's our guy.
Yeah.
12 strikeouts. Here's the 12th strikeout for Sanchez.
2-2. Swing and a miss. Crawford, he's saying he fouled it. Oh, but it is caught by JT, and it's a foul tip strikeout, and it's number 12 on the night for Sanchez, matching his career high.
Awesome, awesome job by Sanchez tying the career high. Unfortunately, Orion Kirkring, as we mentioned before, let it all fall apart. Now, came into a tough spot, a couple runners on, but ends up loading the bases.
No, he came in, there was
one on, not two on.
It was a missed call by the ump.
He got squeezed on.
He did.
Big time, yeah. Big time. Comes in, allows a couple base runners, allows a run to make it 4-2. Runners on second and third. And Eugenio Suarez, who could have been a Philly, steps to the plate and this happens.
Swung on, hit sharply, diving Boehm, can't get it. It's a base hit down the line. It'll tie the game. Both runners are going to score. Suarez into second with a double, and we start over. It's 4-4 here in the top of the seventh as Kirkering blows the save here in the seventh.
Super, super frustrating there. Luckily in the eighth, JT with Bryce Harper on did this.
Swung on, hit deep left field, and that one is going to put the Phillies in front. JT unloads.
Wow.
It's a two-run home run, and the Phillies are back in front. here in the bottom of the eighth, 6-4.
You know what made me so much more excited?
Was that it was the eighth inning and you knew that Durant was me too.
That's exactly where my mind went.
It was like,
holy cow, we get to see Durantula. Yeah,
and we win. It was like, I almost was just like, we win. Like, it felt like almost close to a walk-off eighth inning home run as you could have.
You're right. But my brain, before jumping to we win, it was Durantula. Duran. I was so excited. Yeah. And then we get to see it again. We get to see the lights. We get to see the red. We get to see him run out. It is so intimidating. It's so cool. And it doesn't get old.
No, it doesn't. And yet again, Duran did his thing and got to end it against the AL MVP front runner.
How about the cutter? Like, is it the cutter? Nasty. Like it's 99 or 100 miles an hour. JT told us that it's really hard to catch. If he doesn't get his hand just right, it really hurts. But that thing coming in at 100 miles an hour and then at the last second, drop.
Nasty. It's insane.
It is so crazy to watch.
He is borderline unhittable.
102. 102. Yep. 102. How many in a row at 102?
Three, I believe. Here it was against Big Dumper, the AL MVP frontrunner, to end the game, Duran.
With a count, nothing and two, the windup and the pitch. Three pitches blew him away. Three straight heaters, and the home run leader goes down as the final out as the Phillies with a 6-4 win over the Mariners.
It definitely felt like that was like could be an October moment right there.
It makes you want to raise your arms,
you did.
Doesn't it?
For those watching on YouTube, John Ritchie did.
It feels
just
so
raise
great.
His arms.
I have not experienced this legit closer thing like this.
Oh, it's been a whole long time, John.
Yeah, it's been over a decade.
It's so exciting. Here's the crazy thing about Sanchez and how aggressive he was. So I want to see if you're going to get this. I'm going to throw a little Joe to camera, trivia at you. So at 96.3%, this is per MLB's Paul Casella, highest first pitch strike percentage by a Phillies pitcher since they began tracking in 2009. That's Sanchez.
Wow.
Who do you think's record he broke?
Oh, I have no idea. It would probably have to be a reliever, I would guess.
No, actually,
so is it
no,
Cliff Lee was my first. Cliff Lee was the first person, my man.
He was
like,
aggressive.
Probably a reliever.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. Look at you. All right. Give me a bang, you know.
Bang!
Whatever.
All right, 215-592-9494. If you want to chime in on that. And the Duran thing, does it change your perspective on the team? The Wheeler injury still hovering over it. 215-592-9494 to chime in on it all. Plus, the Eagles coming up next. Ask me anything in your calls, your chance to win the tickets. See Mike Vick and Deshaun Jackson. A lot going on. It's the morning show. We're coming right back.
Whether you are a weekend warrior or you're competing at a high level, you are an athlete with goals in NovaCare Rehabilitation. Well, they are here for you. NovaCare's Select Sports Center of Excellence are specialty locations focused on the needs of athletes. If you're injured, NovaCare will help you get you back to playing your sport. They will also help you prevent injuries from happening, and NovaCare will prepare you to compete at your highest level of performance. At all Select Sports Center of Excellence, athletes are treated for their specific injury training needs and goals. Most importantly, care is provided by sports-specific physical therapists using advanced training and technology. For more than 30 years, NovaCare has long been the trusted Delaware Valley and South Jersey leader in physical therapy, hand therapy, and sports medicine. Select Sports Center of Excellence, just one more way, NovaCare is meeting your needs. To learn more about Select Sports Center of Excellence, NovaCare.com today. Excellence is earned. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.